Words of Life Devotional, Thursday, 8th January, 2026. Reverend Eko Eschen, Topic, Learn to Listen to Your Spirit. Scripture, Philippians 2:13, the New King James Version. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Every day of our lives, we have to make choices. Most of the time, the safest choices are those that are grounded on the written Word of God, prompted by the Spirit of God from our spirits, and supported by the wisdom and counsel of our leaders. As a New Testament believer, one of the ways you get your direction to make decisions or choices is through the Spirit of God stirring your spirit. Our Father, by His Spirit dwelling in you, works in your heart or spirit certain desires that drive you and stir you to do certain things. Today's verse teaches clearly that God works in you to make you willing and to do His good pleasure. Sometimes things stir your heart and mind once a while and go away. Often these are caused by feelings and circumstances. However, there are other desires and stirrings that don't go away. Usually, this is the Spirit of God prompting you through certain desires to do something. Proverbs 20, verse 27 tells us that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, the New King James Version. This means that God would use your spirit like a candle to guide you. He will guide you from within. Sometimes you may sense a prompting to pray for someone, even though the person may not appear to be in need. Follow that prompting because this is God letting you know His will through the promptings in your heart. Clearly, when it comes to personal direction under the New Testament, God is working from within. The things God wants you to do, therefore, are like stirrings in your heart. It is interesting to note that God works on our willingness too. Why? Because He doesn't want us to be like robots who are controlled by external forces and cannot enjoy the process. He wants us to take the journey joyfully and willingly as we obey. This knowledge puts a responsibility on you. You must make time to have fellowship with the Lord and listen to your spirit. Constant practice in this area will help you to grow and become experienced in hearing and following the promptings of the Spirit within for a successful life. Remember that the Spirit of God knows everything about what the Father has planned and prepared for you. It is your cooperation with Him, therefore, that will help you have regular access to the details of God's plan for your life from year to year and during major decision times of your life. It is this cooperation with the Holy Spirit that Apostle Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 as the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Confession. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who dwells in me. I acknowledge your workings in my life from within by the same Spirit. Therefore, I am energized constantly to be willing and enabled to do your will. I affirm that your purposes and plans are stirring me from within. In Jesus' name, I am blessed and I am making progress. Further reading, John 16, 12 to 15, the New King James Version. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again, saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link, https://johnyuwa.ekoeschenlifeconventionministries.org/salvation invitation.